when you name something, then somehow or other it brings it clearly into the mind. When I said that word target, or when I had thought about it a couple of days before the class, I noticed that sometimes I just barely make it through the illustration when I say, watch me. You know, my throat feels funny and my breath doesn't feel right. You know, things don't feel right. But if I really see that target, if I see the word here, then somehow I get through that little illustration and I have done it correctly. Mm-hmm. But I almost did it incorrectly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So targeting really does help. I think targeting, for example, when you are going to be walking from this doorway mm-hmm. through to the door, I think if we target, see, then we get rid of the embarrassment between the steps. You see, what happens is you get terribly embarrassed from the start, right around the middle, and mm-hmm. then finally get to the door and there's something to do. Mm-hmm. So now, let's see, suppose I know that I'm going to have to point, okay, to that chair instead of walking over to it. I already have it targeted in my mind. Did you see? It took the embarrassment mm-hmm. away. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting, okay? So let's learn to do that. But we don't... Now, how should we target? Did you see how nothing I did? I mean, I almost did nothing. Right? It was just a little... For me, that time it was the shape of the chair. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or
so you don't have to target by saying I need to hurry, or target in with a verb, or
no. In that case, I didn't need it. Mm-hmm. What I did was I saw it there. Mm-hmm. Or, for example, if I want to do suppose we're doing the pattern, which we must do, mm-hmm. and having a little trouble. I just sort of see a picture. I just see it there. It's as though on my tongue was a score mm-hmm. with the notes. Da 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 da. It's right there. A blee, blee, blah, 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 blah. And I just saw it. And that again was easy. Blee, blee, blah, blah. That time I didn't do it well. The time before when I targeted it, I did it well. The only thing is that you mustn't do it separate from what you're doing. It mustn't become a thing, mm-hmm. a technique, you know, a big deal, because then that has just created another problem. What it must be is it goes through the mind so fast. Ruth, have you ever had well, of course when you write, you really, mm-hmm. you have a thought, and the next thing, it's gone. That's how lightly these images move through the mind. Okay, that's how lightly it should occur to you to target. All right. So it's like I have a bow and arrow, and I saw the bullseye. There was no separation mm-hmm. between my mind saying, now I target, now I get it right. No. It's all one, mm-hmm. like that. The breath brings everything up with it. It brings the target, the eye sees the target, the hand goes up, and yet you're in the path. That's the way we want to act, okay? Good. So, now... The second thing that occurred to me when we worked yesterday, this business about adhering to the blade of a tongue, and I really did realize that I've moved you too quickly to that. One, because you're not getting it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's getting back to those patterns. And remember, I said, now we're going to go itchy bitsy. Mm-hmm. We're going to work so small, and yet. By the time I've had my way with you, mm-hmm. you will know what that is. Okay? So, this morning when I was working with the other two students, and because the young man does some television work and he'd studied elsewhere in New York, I'm getting to know him now. I coached him for a couple of auditions, mm-hmm. and that was difficult because, you know, we had nothing to base it on, and I didn't want to intrude into what he already knows because he's no dope. But I really, this was our third lesson together, and they really saw that when we work on this tiny little thing, that is where the whole acting thing is. Mm-hmm. And they understood it, and I had no problems. You know, mm-hmm. I could go as tiny as I wanted because I had them working with me. I didn't have to convince them.
Yeah.
So, two, something like this pattern exercise, out of this pattern exercise will come so many other things, right? Okay. Let's really be working on that sentence, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. We took into, let's take TH.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that has a little bit of a voice sound, the meh. So we're going to go to the, and I'm targeting. You can't see it, you don't know it, unless I told you. The.
You're targeting where it goes to on the tongue.
On the tongue. Okay. The. And now, when I get to the R, I really want it to really float out of this part of my mouth, float out into space, following the space of the hard palate like that. Mm. Why? Because that lifts the sound. And when the sound is lifted, inside the mind is lifted. I was doing walking exercises and had the television on and just walking back and forth. And I thought, oh, why isn't Luz here? I would have sort of run to the door, pulled you in, mm-hmm. and let you walk.
Yeah.
I had turned to channel 12, which is a fashion channel.
Yes.
It was very interesting. Yeah. And Cindy Crawford was talking about how one walks down, you know, the runway.
Oh, I wish I could have
seen
it.
I wanted you to see it, you see. And so she said, it's not as easy as it looks. It takes a lot of know-how and some practice. But then the woman who teaches also, uh-huh. they rolled out a red carpet, and real Dinkyville kids were trying to walk, and people look very funny when they walk.
What did she say?
Yeah. I was wondering why I lost my thread for a minute, but I have it back now. The woman said to a girl, as she was looking down, she said, when you look up, she said, you draw the attention to you. You see, you draw the focus to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, when this happens, see, and you're looking up and you're not this. Good, exactly.
Yeah,
or with you, not so much, you know, let us say you used to. Okay.
Yeah,
the jawline used to hang down mm-hmm. on the throat. Right? When that happens and the word isn't back, do you see how it pulls mm-hmm. all of you away from where you want to be? Then what happens is you feel something's missing. So then you overdo, I mean, not you, but everyone overdoes, and we kind of brazen it out. Mm-hmm. That's not it either. It's somewhere in this, that lift of the head, that feeling of the voice going out into space, do you feel out mm-hmm. into space, right? And she said good posture, and she gave the reason, and I've really never used this, and mm-hmm. I'm going to use it. She said, good posture gives you balance. See, when you are really hanging from, when the head is up here and everything else hangs straight underneath it, what you've got is perfect balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like a rope ladder. I use that.
Yeah,
you let the rope ladder down and you hold the top line across and the thing just falls down. Right. So it falls down from the top of the head. Right. So now we're putting it all together. Mm-hmm. Right. We're putting posture gives balance. Balance gives confidence. Okay. The head up draws the attention to you. The words moving out into space also connect you with the audience. Feel that. So that's how it all matches together. When the words are on the blade of the tongue in the rightful place, there's something inside the mouth that that connects to vibrations. Mm-hmm. Something about the shape of the mouth that's on the inside and the word on the blade of the tongue, and in between is vibrations. And the vibrations draw attention to you without your grabbing for it or reaching for it. That's the joy of technique, of proper technique. Mm-hmm. Kind of frees you. See, it frees you and you end up doing nothing. And you may have to, as Cindy said, you may have to work your little behind off learning how to do it. But once you know how, you do nothing.
She said that?
Oh, no, I said that.
Okay.
Oh, see, what she said was it looks very easy, but it takes some practice and plenty of know-how.
I've never heard her speak.
Ah, it was not bad. I was surprised. She's New York, right? Well, anyway, it was like you got a lot of this. But for the most part, she spoke well, and she was really in charge of her body and her posture. And then she was on ice skates, and as she was talking, she was moving backwards on the skates and really talking to the audience and very comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I admired her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do too. I just don't know that. Never heard her speak.
That's right.
I read, you know, about, okay.
Yeah, okay, so that's it. So that's it. So let's now
take the
as in sit.
The.
Good. There as in sit.
The.
Very nice word. Though.
Though.
A little forward. Say forward.
Though.
The.
The.
Really nice work. And do you feel? Did you feel
vibrant?
It was easy. Good girl. And did you feel the amount of sound and vibrations that were happening?
It felt very full.
It felt full, exactly. Yeah. And without our working for it, you were touching the blade of the tongue. Mm-hmm. It just sort of all came together. It was very, very nicely done. I always want to point out what used to be wrong so that you'll know the difference. There would be times when suddenly I would get this big sound. Remember, I'd say, oh, Ruth, that's a big sound, but it's a forced sound. Mm-hmm. So it would be blah, 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 you know, so a pressure. See, we don't want any of that. What we did was the. Do you feel all that? It was just touch, bounce. That's all it was. And it was very easy and pleasurable. So imagine that this will become really your best friend, your companion. And these patterns you will take with you on the airplane. Mm-hmm. And you will do them because they make you feel good. They put you in place. Mm-hmm. You see, they sort of, for a moment, order your existence. I'm going to continue that for a moment. When I've been traveling, let's say, and haven't done a thing, and I've corrupted my life, and I'm just terrible, and I come back home, and I feel funny, I feel bad, everything sounds terrible, I've lost my center. I start to work, and I start always with the patterns, but you have to be careful. It may be that you may want to do the patterns, but your tongue may be like a board. Mm-hmm. See, so I point that out. That means not only do you start at the beginning, you have to start behind the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, think the tongue free, let it move along, try the first few patterns, there. Oh, there was a little strain here. Mm-hmm. See, so what I want is when you practice, you don't let yourself get away with anything. It doesn't mean that you get into the habit of stopping in the middle of something. When you're trying something out, it's like a piano tuner. That's what it is. You tune it a little bit, and then you go ta da 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 da. you don't continue with something if it doesn't quite hit you right, mm-hmm. if it isn't on the nose. All right? Let's take that again. That was so nice. And there are maybe refinements of the process, okay?
The.
Okay. This time around, we weren't quite so accurate.
Uh-huh.
Could you feel it? Yeah, good, because we'll go back and forth this way. You'll always go back and forth. You may have some very savvy tricks to pull
mm-hmm.
if your life is on the line, as mine is when I have to pull them in a lesson.
Yeah.
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 So, of the first pattern, now that we've got it to adhere, what's happening is, you see, let's say that this is the consonant and the vowel. Let's say that this is the, all right? So what you do is the whole part of it kind of sits now too much on the blade of the tongue. If you could see this half floating away, watch this. The, did you see that this part of it didn't get stuck?
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of floated away. I allowed the half of the E to kind of, that's what went into vibrations for me, all right? So I'll go through the rest of it. The, you feel that half of it is moving away, playing in that space
mm-hmm.
between the hard palate and the tongue. The, you feel that the half of it is a there. Now your there is always very tight.
Mm-hmm.
When you say there, you go there. I can hardly do it myself. When I say there at my best, it sort of lifts, almost like the, but it just lifts like this. Just one half of it floats away, and then it sort of takes a shape. That's what we want. We want the words, you say them so freely
mm-hmm.
in the correct place on a moving tongue, and then the words will take a shape over and beyond you. That's your sexiness. That's what vibrations are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what an attractive personality is. It's that shape that the words take that you allow them to take because you haven't pinned them down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, it's we're going to just try that pattern again. The rules of the game are that you listen and you do nothing. Don't try to make it right.
Okay.
All you do is have to kind of hear me say it. And then one day, that recognition, plus the physical ability to do it, those two come together.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happens. And that way, you'll never have effort in your work. Okay.
The.
That's enough. All right.
So just go back.
Yes, we're going to work on that. Yes, it was better than the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the second pattern, what you did the time before was you did jump back.
Mm-hmm.
What that means only is that the mind can take just so much. And then it just can't handle anymore. So so your mind was able to stay with me on the first one,
mm-hmm.
and then it just wobbled on the second.
Mm-hmm.
And on the third, we got the pattern more or less right, but it's a good thing we stopped when we did.
Okay.
All right, good. We're going to take the second pattern, but we're going to clean it out with a breath, because apparently we still need that breath. though
the
keep it in that same place, the all right. Now, the last time that you did that, your the jumped back here. It just, it's so habitual with you. All right. Now I'd like us to do this same thing just a little more quickly. It will be a breath, and breathe out if you want to. The, just that much. And I'll help you with it.
Okay.
The, as in set.
The.
I would like you to do it all together, like this. The.
Okay.
But getting them, you know, fast and exact. Mm-hmm. I think you will have to take it a little slower because your mind couldn't quite see the places. Mm-hmm. So it should be the. Did you say I didn't take a breath?
The.
Okay, stop. First, let's figure out what the sounds are.
Mm-hmm.
It's the as in mud. Mud.
The
as in father, arm, okay, A-H. I say those just to say I know them.
The.
Do that again so that you have no concern.
The.
The reason it is so important to get these correctly in order.
I'm very stupid with things that are just simple. Believe it or not, my mind doesn't.
I know. I that's okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I do know.
I feel stupid, but
I know. I tell you, the lucky thing is when you have a stupid teacher, you don't have to feel stupid. See, because I'm pretty stupid. So, you know.
Well,
I mean, it's
like going, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But it helps. It really helps. Because I know. I don't know why these things are hard. But they are. Either we're paying too much attention or what, or who cares? You know, we got plenty of money. We'll take plenty of lessons. We'll get it. Or something like that.
Good job.
1,000 years. Yeah, I want you to get it. Yes, I'm beginning to want you to get a job, too. You know, I'm watching your sort of yearly income. You will. That's what I'm afraid of. Okay. The. The.
Oh, the same thing.
The same thing.
Okay.
Yes.
The.
You got them right. Now, let's do them in the new way. See, the old way is always very choppy and flat. Everything goes flat. In the new way, everything lifts and floats away in your body. In your jawline, in the head, in the way you look at somebody, in the way you reach your hand. Like there's a kind of a lift to everything, so there is a lift to the word. The, see? Go ahead, dear.
The.
Watch it. Did you feel that? I'm going to work on the flatness for a moment. I'm going to imitate, although I really hate to do it to my own sound. The. You feel it? Do you feel how bad it is? It wasn't as bad as the second one, but it was as bad as the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. So remember, we're undoing habits of many, many years, and there's a sound that you have inside, and there's also physical pressure that you have on the tongue. So all of these are reasons why that sound is so flat. Good. So as each technique gets learned and then connects up to the other technique, there's going to be a floating away of the sound. Yeah. Let's take an image for it. What do you feel? What floats away?
Fat.
What?
Fat.
Fat. fat. You should be so lucky.
Floats away. Floats away.
A feather, maybe?
Cloud.
Clouds. Well, think of a cloud for a moment. I'm going to take your suggestion. I'm going to think of a cloud, puffy and sort of gently moving through a summer sky.
Nice,
There. Went along with it. There. Try yours.
There.
That's a little better. I think you're extending the vowel too long this time, although I want you to elongate vowels. I think just as you do the blah, blah, blah too long, now your there is, it's going there, it's too much, and that's flattening itself out. It has just, it has a certain cycle. There, do with your hand, dear.
There.
That's better. Did you feel the difference? Did you feel your hand went through the cycle? It lifted it, and so did the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we're going to use the hand that way. The.
The.
Yeah. Now.
Were we making a different sound?
No, that was as in mud.
That.
Yeah. The as in that man. The as in the mud hut.
I'm supposed to say the, right?
The. Pardon me. The. That's right, as in mud.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The.
Okay. What's happening now, Ruth, is that you're bringing affectation into the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm pointing it out is that I don't want you to slip into that, because what we want is only what's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no affectation, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what you